Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectus Radio FM 104.6, and I'm delighted to be able to say that we've got someone that I've known for a few years, but I didn't really know what he did. But now I certainly do, because he's got all prolific with songwriting, and he's doing something absolutely fantastic with young people. So, first of all, welcome Chris Quinton. How are you?
Hello, Ian. Nice to speak to you. I'm great, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, all good this end. Still here and haven't got it, so I'm fine.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, absolutely the same in this end. So, yeah. Now, long may that be the case, mate.
Now, I knew you was in the, the clacks, and obviously last year during lockdown, you started something, Starling Songwriters, and it's going from strength to strength. So tell us about it.
That's right. So we had an opportunity to go for a bit of funding with the Isle of Wight Council, actually, and they issued us with a grant for starting up the business, which was an absolute godsend. So thankfully, we were able to run a few workshops in the community during June. We'd already done a few test workshops with some family members during lockdown. I think we played some of those with you on the air last year. So we got some June workshops up together, got those underway, and managed to produce some lovely music from them, which we're going to play with you today.
Do you know what? It's so refreshing. It sounds like an absolutely fantastic, unique idea, and it's just a lovely thing to hear young people singing and having fun, especially after the last 18 months. So, what sort of age groups are we looking at?
Okay, so we've got, with our workshops, we've split them into three distinct groups. We've got 8 to 11-year-olds, we've got 12 to 16s, and then we do a mixed group, which we aimed to get families in for, really, but it turned out we just got a sort of quite a varied bunch this last time. And we've got some more songwriting workshops coming up in August. They're also part of our council-funded workshops. And, it looks like it's going to be very similar. It'll be diverse group.
Fantastic. It just sounds so, so refreshing and so good for young people to be given the opportunity. And I'm guessing they don't have to be incredibly talented either.
Oh, no, not at all. So anyone can come and get involved. You don't have to have any experience with music whatsoever. Just a bit of interest in creative writing or an interest in songwriting or music in general is absolutely plenty. And what we do is we bring the groups in. We sit them down, we run through our lesson plan, which involves basically just pulling inspiration out of them. We've got a couple of techniques that we use to get for want of a better word, we create sort of a mood board for them, and we work with that to sort of generate a song throughout our workshops. And it's all, it's been really successful. We're really, really proud.
Fabulous. Tell us about the first song we're gonna play out.
So first one is The Curse. So that was from our first group in June, from our 8 to 11-year-olds. Quite a funny story. So we did our mood board process with the group, and we had lots of things about empowerment and royalty and things like that. And then we got to the section where we say, right, kids, what do you want your song to be about? And they said, oh, ancient Egypt.
So, what you do?
Because they'd all been studying ancient Egypt at school quite recently, so it's quite fresh in their minds. So we thought, God, how do you turn what we've got on this board and all this sort of all this sort of word imagery and whatnot? How do we convert that into a song about ancient Egypt? So it was a real challenge, but the song is really fun, and yeah, we're very, very proud of it.
All of us that carries
So that was a wonderful song called The Curse, a song about ancient Egypt. And we've got a few more songs to play as well. But tell us, Chris Quintin, what's it like to see young people come in? When they first come in, what are they like? And how long does it take before they start relaxing and you get the best out of them?
Well, we do. We've got some icebreakers that are part of the workshop, sort of built into it. So we get anyone that's involved in the workshop, so I'd say kids, but you know, we've obviously got mixed groups, so we just get them talking and communicating really, really early on. So yeah, I think everybody that comes, they're quite keen to sort of, you know, see what's going to happen, and there's a sense in the air of excitement, so it's quite easy to get that to happen. So yeah.
How do young people, if they wanted to know more about it, where do they look?
Okay, we've got a website, and, well, depending on their age, of course, we've got a Facebook page, so parents can go and look at that. It's all under Starling Songwriters, so you can find us on Facebook under that name, and starlingsongwriters.co.uk. And there's all the info there about stuff that we've done previously, and, of course, our upcoming workshops in Binstead, at Binstead Community Centre in August.
Fantastic. We'll talk more on that a little bit later, but let's move on to song number two, which is for the 12 to 16 year olds, and it's this could be an anthem.
Well, it's an incredible song. Administratively, we had something sort of happen somewhere, and we ended up with a young lady, Charlotte, just in a group on her own, and we'd never done a solo workshop. Obviously, we build up a bank of ideas with a group, and it's quite easy to sort of develop lyrics from that quite quickly with a group of people. And so we thought, yeah, how is that going to work with one person? Is that going to slow us down? But in actual fact, it ended up speeding us up. We ended up with what we absolutely love is a fantastic song very, very quickly. At the end of what we aim for is a 3-hour workshop. At the end of the first 1.5 hours, we aim to have all of the lyrics written. But at the end of our first 1.5 hours, we'd got a complete song, and we were able to make a rough recording of it ready for the next 1.5 hours just to concentrate on recording. So it came out beautifully. Really, really impressed with Charlotte. And she's joining us actually for our August workshops. And the song itself, again, we were looking at our mood board, looking at what was on there and whatnot, and she sort of surprised us a little bit when she said she wanted the song to be about bullying. So it's an anti-bullying song based on her experiences at school.
And it's called Hey You.
Hey You, yeah.
The more I listen to the music, the more I chat to you, Chris, it just sounds like an absolutely brilliant idea that is just destined for much, much bigger things. It's incredible what you're doing. You must be pretty humbled.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's astounding to see. You know, we sort of discovered earlier on when we were doing our trial workshops with some of the family members, when we first started with them, they'd just gone into lockdown and they were just starting to be educated at home. So the very, very first song, first line that came out of the kids' mouths was Trapped in Walls. That was the first line and the title of the very, very first song we did. The next one along, sort of towards winter time, we had same group of kids, but they were talking about summer will be along soon. You know, winter will be over and the seasons will change. And there's a beautiful song called Dancing in the Rain, which, it's a very sort of anthemic kind of, yeah, so very, very positive song about the summer's coming. It's going to be excellent. And then our first trial group out in the community was with Northwood Scout Group, and their song was just as we were hitting the end to lockdown, and their song was called the Freedom Song. So, you know, psychologically, you could kind of track what was going on with people through the medium of songwriting.
Wow.
It's honestly beautiful. It really is beautiful. Yeah.
Honestly, it's just so unique. And it's just, I don't know what it is. There's just something lovely hearing about young people's voices, yeah. You know, especially when they're chirpy, little cheerful songs, because it just puts a smile on your face. It really does. And I would imagine it puts smiles on their faces as well. Incredibly.
It really does. Yeah, absolutely. It's really, like you say, it's brilliant coming out of it. Every time you come out of a workshop, you're just thrilled, and you know, just reminding people that, you know, it doesn't matter, it's not a singing competition, we're here for a positive experience, you know, at the end of the day, there's no negativity, it's all just, yeah, just really lovely.
So you've got another workshop around the corner taking place August the 10th. How do people get involved?
So we've got 3 days of workshops there, so 8 to 11s are on the 10th and 11th, the 12 to 16s are on the 11th and 12th, and then the mixed family group is on the 13th. So people can go to our website and find a sign-up form there, which they can use. Once we've got once that form's been completed, we'll receive an email. We'll get in touch with the parent or whoever wants to come along and let them know how to proceed from there. There's contact information and everything on the website and on the Facebook page.
Brilliant. And just give us that address again.
It's starlingsongwriters.co.uk, and you can Facebook us on the same name, Starling Songwriters.
And the final song from the young peeps is called Nothing Else Matters. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, it's a mixed group, this one. So the reason, the last track that we played, we'd had a very young lad who was supposed to be in the 8 to 11-year-olds group, but his mum said, oh, he's very mature for his age. Can we put him in the 12 to 16s? But accidentally, he got moved up to the family group. So we had our youngest person in the group, who was 11, and our oldest group member of the group is in his, I believe, in his early 70s. And I hope, David Ballard, if you're listening, absolute respect to you, in case I've got that wrong. But I think, So you can see that straight away you've got sort of, you know, two very disparate ages at either end, and sort of mixed in between 18-year-olds and 30-year-olds sort of thing. So, it was really, really interesting to get a very traditional kind of feel from the more adult end of the group. But our young 11-year-old was into his rock music, so he had a certain element that he wanted to bring to it, and then we had a young lady called Pixie who likes to write a little bit of rap music, so she had an element in there as well. So we've got at the end of the day, we ended up with several quite different sounding sections to the song, which we were able to sort of mould in to get our finished piece.
So should we play it then?
Yeah, fantastic. This is Nothing Else Matters, another brilliant song. We'll be using this one actually for a promotional video, which should be out in the next week.
That was Nothing Else Matters by the Starling Songwriters. Now, we've got Chris Quentin, who is behind Starling Songwriters, as well as the Young Peeps as well. And just tell us about Mr. Christopher.
Okay, so this is a project for myself, really. So I really, through the lockdown, just started writing songs all over the place and trying to get into my old notebooks and look at what I had with regards to material. And I'd had the urge to to be working with young people, creating music. But there's another element to that. I'd like to, and Starling Songwriters, I suppose, would like to at some point be going into schools and just playing music, perhaps for younger kids, and just teaching them about how music can be just absolutely fun. So I've started writing some children's songs, and Mr. Christopher is the name that I'm going to go by for my children's children's songs output. Yeah, anyway.
Should we play one?
You can. So this one is called Banana Bread, and it's a working recipe for banana bread that anyone that might like to bake a loaf.
I don't think we've ever played a song called Banana Bread on any radio station, I'll be honest with you, but can't wait to hear it. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
It is good fun.
I bought too many bananas, so we're making banana bread.
So we were right then. A banana bread is jolly and it's fun as well. And how did that come about? Are you singing a song about banana bread? When did you actually think, oh, do you know what? I'm going to write a song about banana bread.
I went through a little phase when we were in lockdown, and I'm sure quite a few people did, of trying to perfect my banana bread recipe. And I had this little riff that I was playing with in my head, and I just accidentally stumbled on the... you know, Nana bought too many bananas section, and it just, I didn't know what to do with it. And I thought, well, what? I've been using this recipe. Can I work it in there as lyrics? Can I do that? And it worked out. It was, yeah, it's good fun.
It just sounds like you talk to some songwriters and they're quite serious and so on. And I know you're a serious songwriter, but there's a whole element of fun in what you do, which has over the last 18 months badly needed.
Absolutely. And well, I think, to be honest, for anyone that is interested in creative writing and songwriting and whatnot, I think, honestly, the best advice I can give is if you want to write more, you just need to, what's the way to say it? At the end of the day, the more you write, the more you will write, you know, just keep on and you know, you're never going to finish anything unless you start it. So take notes. Like if you think of an idea, put it in your notebook, don't throw anything away, keep it all. And, you know, you'd be amazed what you can do with just throwing some of it in a hat. And, you know, yeah, it's
good
very
advice.
Important. Yeah, absolutely.
Good advice. When we come out of, you know, proper lockdown and we've got all the things, the restrictions lifted and so on, I know that, you know, your band, the Clacks, will play and so on. Is there a way that you can combine the two? So you've got, like, you know, you go and see you guys somewhere and it's the Clacks and the Starling Songwriters as well?
Well, it could happen. So I'm involved with the Key Arts Centre, actually. We've got the Acoustic Originals Nights starting back up again the first Monday of August, which is, oh, it's a week, this coming Monday. So at some point or another, we are hopefully going to get the Starling Songwriters project in there as either part of the Acoustic Originals Nights or I help them run evenings on the first Monday of every month, basically. So we've got the platform there to get Starling Songwriters in. So whether or not we get them in as part of Acoustic Originals, at which point, you know, we can start talking about the Clacks band being there as well, possibly. And it might be that we, as the Clacks, could back them up as the band, perhaps. I don't know. It's all things to think about.
It sounds, I mean, a perfect fit, to be honest, and I think it would be so, so good. I remember seeing the Weather Kings do something at Postfest about 5 years ago, and there they were, you know, three-piece band on stage, and all of a sudden they got young people involved, and it was just, it's probably one of the nicest memories that I have of any live gig, and it was just lovely, and it works.
Sounds ideal, doesn't it? Sounds beautiful.
It does, like, and that is a lovely thing to be able to listen to and to see as well. And it would lift spirits, the spirits of so many. So good luck with that. I hope it really comes off. Hey, look, it's really, really good to talk to you. I think what you've got is absolutely amazing, and I wish you all the luck with it, because I don't think this is something that you're going to do for 6 months, a year, or whatever.
I think
there's some foundations going down, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful, and so many people will want to get involved, Chris. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Ian. And, you know, you've given, in the background there, you've given us some personal advice and whatnot as well. And I just want to say it's really, really appreciated.
Oh, not a problem at all. It's just lovely to see someone take a brilliant idea and make it work. And, it's going to help so many young people and put smiles on faces again. So that's the name of the game. Do you want to introduce the last song?
Bless you, mate. Yes, thank you. So this next one is from my band, so the Clacks Band. We've released a few songs and played them on air. You're ordinarily, you're quite used to hearing my voice on lead vocals when it comes to the Clacks. But Becky Bextor, who's in our band, she's got an incredible voice, and this is one of the songs that she's written and she's taken the lead vocal on, and it's all about her childhood, growing up in London, and then leaving her friends behind to come and live on the Isle of Wight. And it's called The Sounds of Trains and Aeroplanes. And it's a cracking song. Really
great
love
to
it.
Talk to you, Chris. Take good care.
And you, Ian. Take care. See you soon.
I knew every creak of every step. I knew every voice that echoed there. I knew every footfall on the street. A million times we've walked this concrete. Nobody can take it out of me.